Now, Steve, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Why in the hell would you take me to a gas station that does not take Visa or MasterCard?
What? Because the gas is less expensive. It was the closest one to the house. I'll tell
you
what.
But you don't understand. We are big-time audio producers.
Okay, yeah, big-time. Tell you what, hang a right out of here.
Saving 37 cents. But
let's get to my bank before they close.
How am I going
to
pay for the Mexican bitches like this? Spending money as freely as this.
Hang a right out of here. Oh. Yeah. Now, you see, folks, Lee and I were in the car for all of 60 seconds driving, and we already, in just 60 seconds, ran across two people who weren't paying attention or just didn't give a shit, okay? And if we weren't on our toes, we could have had a problem, okay? So anyway, this is reality radio, you know, Topper.
The best way to do that, Steve, when you lose or transition, just do the pause, a natural pause, and say, when you figure out where you're going to go, just say, now where was I? Oh, yeah. And that way it creates a nice little edit that we can do in the studio.
Good. You know, this really is the equivalent of reality shows on television being so popular. We're doing reality radio.
That's exactly what it is.
Definitely.
Exactly what it is. People are allowing cameras into their lives. They're allowing America into their lives on television. And I want to be the first one to admit, I've got a face for radio.
What do you mean you have a face for radio?
I think this is by far my best medium. I wouldn't want to be on TV.
I agree, yeah.
So I think this is probably one of the easier genres to do.
Well, we should give everybody a little bit of a background here. Now, I've done radio for almost 20 years, as you have. You've been a traffic radio guy for a large portion of that time, usually flying around in the helicopter.
Well, really, a couple of different things. I've done some studio work doing traffic, producing traffic in the studio, and have also done fixed-wing reporting as well,
How do you like this guy inexplicably hitting his brakes in front of us? Did you see any reason for that, for us to slow down from 40 to 20 just now? There's nothing going on in front of him. That is another regular L.A. occurrence. All right, you know what? I'm going to get back to what I was talking about a minute ago. Traffic in L.A. is so different from anywhere else and a lot more dangerous. Now, I've lived in 6 to 7 other large cities in the U.S., and I've never seen some of the shit that I've seen living here over the last 6.5 years. Really, absolutely amazing. We're going to list a bunch of those, but one thing I can tell you is road rage is definitely way out of control here. Way out of control. Now,
what are you fucking doing? Get out of my way! Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted you to make that turn, but no big deal. Okay, there we go.
It's really no problem in the rental car, Steve.
This is a big car. How about that guy? All right, folks, we just had somebody pull a U-ey right in front of us, for Christ's sakes, as we're doing 30 miles an hour down a street. He just turned from the right lane, we're in the left lane, right in front of us to do a U-turn. Smart move. Very smart. Right on, baby.
Maybe we need to do this on TV.
Okay, so there's not. Well, Taxicab Confessions is a close.
But I have nothing to confess here.
No, this is. But you see the guy driving in the taxicab driving around with the people in the back. We can kind of do something like that.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Notice how they never had any traffic problems though while they were driving. What was that all about?
Well, that's in editing. We're going to take traffic out in editing.
Hang it right at the light here, Topper. We were talking about our radio backgrounds. And as a matter of fact, I remember being in the studio while you were flying around in the chopper.
Oh, that's right.
Reports. That's right. All right, we're going to hang it right here. Right here. Anywhere. Turn in here. There you go. Follow that pickup truck.
You were pointing at a parking space.
Well, we could have done that too.
I didn't realize we were stopping.
There's no parking right here.
Where are we going?
Everybody's using it all, unless you want to stop here.
I don't even know where we're
going. Into this bank.
Oh, we're going into the bank building.
I'm going into the bank.
Oh.
You could stop right here. Park in the shade.
So
roll one up, and I'll be right out.
Once again, we'll fix that in post-production.